Interesting Ramban. Start from the end of the parsha. Yana Sherosisa Sadavarazah Velo Chasachta Spincha Sichidecha. Let me open up the Ramban. What can Hashem possibly add to Avraham's list of promises after the Akedah? He already was promised the Aretz Vayavar Adonai Al Panah Vayikra. Adonai, Adonai, El Rachum Bechanun, Erech Apayim, Rav Chesed V'Yemes, Netzer Chesed, Lelefim Nasevon, Rav Esha, V'Chetra, V'Nakei, V'Selechta Lavoninu, L'Chatasinu, N'Chatanu. So the Lashon of the Pasuk is Yana, Sherosisa, Sedevar Zev, V'Lochasachta, Spincha, Sechidecha, because of the Akedah. So what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu promising Avraham? We open up the Pasuk here, give me a second, and a little surprise by the end of davening. Okay. So all this we've heard already, except for the sand, but I'm not going to talk about the sand now. The sand is different than dirt. In the past we were a far arts, now we're a kachala shel svasayam, but that's a separate issue. Then Hashem says, V'yirash zaracha eis shar oyivav. That we don't have before. V'yirash zaracha eis shar oyivav. They will conquer their enemies. So the Ramban says, this is avtacha Avram hasn't heard before. His children will be plentiful. They will influence the entire world. They will have Eretz Yisrael. They will have bracha. So according to the Ramban, this means huftach. Okay, listen to the Ramban. Shelo yigram shum chet sheyichal azara. The Jewish people will never be destroyed, even though they'll be in galus that he's never heard before. Okay, v'hinei zu avtacha shalema bigula sidalano. Namely, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is introducing now is not just bracha, not just national mission, not just historical impact, but something called redemption. And redemption is at the tail end of history, and redemption is, the beginning of history is Genesis, the end of history is redemption, and the Jewish people are the agents of redemption, and the world will be redeemed, so no matter what happens to the Jewish people, it's baked into history that we can't be eliminated, because we have to be the agents of redemption. This Avraham never heard before. That's what the Ramban says. Now me, Moshe Targan, is coming and saying, why is that the bracha that Avram receives at the Akedah? Why is that a function of the Akedah? Why wasn't this introduced before? What happens at the Akedah that assures redemption, and how does it teach us about redemption? So we'll see that in a second after Yud Gimel Midah. So we're diving for redemption. Adonai, Adonai, El Rachum Mechanun, Erech Apayim, Rav Chesed, V'Yemes, So evidently, in order for Geula to happen, one ingredient has to exist. And that's the ingredient that Avram introduces into the Jewish DNA at the Akedah. That's Mesiras Nefesh. Avram is Moser Nefesh. He's willing to sacrifice his life on behalf that he hasn't seen before. He's willing to espouse Hashem and to disseminate the knowledge of Hashem and to preach about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But are you at the stage, and this was, as Rav Kook says, the great, great miracle of Jewish religion and history, that you don't just believe in a God you can't see, but you can actually feel so much passion towards a God you can't see that you can actually sacrifice your life. That's an amazing combination. That's been the combination of the Jewish people throughout history. On the one hand, Hashem is no physical element. You can't touch him. You can't see him. You can't identify him. Who is that Kodesh Baruch Hu? You spend your whole life in this relationship with a being you never see, you can never even imagine, you never sculpt. Think about that. An amazing challenge religiously. Okay, even if I could pass that challenge, okay, it's mental, it's philosophical, I can describe him in cognitive terms, but I can actually feel emotions towards a being that I can't see. I can feel emotions to a piece of chocolate cake, I can feel emotions to my wife, I can feel emotions to my friend. How can I feel emotions to a being I can't begin even to describe, let alone touch, feel, hold? And that's what Avram proved that they are kid. That not only could you believe in an Hashem that was so distant and transcendent, you didn't feel passion. What's necessary for Geula will only happen if the Jewish people are Moser Nefesh, because the terms of history are such a struggle, there's so many forces that want to prevent Geula, then unless the Jewish people are Moser Nefesh for Geula, it won't occur. And I think that's what we're living through. I think there's this myth that people talk about that every generation declines, and all the earlier generations were so fantastic, and later generations are puny midgets. Well, it's true about certain things like halachic transmission, because the closer you are to Har Sinai, the more accurate your transmission. But two things our generation has to be proud of. and that's surviving the Holocaust with our faith intact. Not everyone survived. And then, a few years afterwards, starting this incredible project of building our country and returning our people to the homeland against so much opposition. And those two projects would never have happened without Mesiras Nefesh. Adonai, El Rachum Echanon Erech Abayim Rav Chasim V'Emes Lotzer Chasim L'Elefim Nasi Avon V'Fesha V'Chata'a V'Nakei V'Selechna L'Avoneinu L'Chataseinu N'Chaltanu. So when we think about davening for Geula, these are the schuyos that we have to think about when we're davening. Look at the Moser Nefesh that the Jewish people have shown in surviving the Holocaust with their faith intact and building our country despite all the opposition we're facing and all the challenges it takes from us. So that's what happened at the Akedah. Because Avram created this paradigm, this template of Mesiras Nefesh, Hashem said, now Geula will be assured. Because Geula can only happen if people are willing to be so passionate about their love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and their expectation to share Hashem's presence in this world, that you're willing, if forced to die for something you believe in. And today when you pass that little corner on the way to Shir or something, think about all the soldiers just in our little yeshiva who have paid their lives because they wanted to settle and to establish themselves in this land. Okay, so that's one Ramban. A second Ramban, a very interesting Ramban, that he says, Bayom HaShlishi, on the third day. Why is it important for us to know that it happened on the third day? Why is it important that it happened? Why is it important for us to know that it happened? So Ramban said, let me find the Ramban, I'm sorry. Where's the Ramban? No. Okay, here it is. Ki ilu yasu kein befesa pisam b'mekomo. Had it happened right away, Hashem says, right here is the mountain. Go shechti yitzchak. Haise pulasa b'mehirosu v'hala. Avram's actions would have been quick and rapid and confused. Now it was performed calmly, organized, oriented, not disorientation. And why is it important that Avram performs this action in an oriented and calm fashion rather than quickly and rapidly? So part of it is the caliber of the mitzvah. Every mitzvah is defined by your mental state of mind, how much you invest. If you're just acting quickly and rapidly and responsibly, that's not the same caliber and quality of a mitzvah as if you're performing it with calmly. We'll talk this month a lot about different Musar yeshivas in Europe. I think I told you one of the interesting Musar yeshivas in Europe was the Kelm yeshiva, the Kelm approach to Musar. And in the Kelm approach to Musar, Kelm is the butt end of jokes, but it's really a very special city and a very special school. And they stressed order and organization. And if you looked out the window, you were kicked out of yeshiva. Not because you may see something terrible outside of the window, just because you were disrupting your organization and your mental focus. Davening would start, Ve'evad and Ayapanava Yikra. Adonai, El Rachum Mechanon, Erech Hapayim, Rav Chasev, Ve'emes, Netzer Chasev, Ve'chemes, Ye'evon, Ve'feshe, Ve'chata Aben Akei, Ve'selachta Laban, Einu, Alachata Seinu, Nechatanu. Davening would begin when everyone would stand by their makom, and it wouldn't start till everyone was there, standing, ready. They would wait for hours, not hours, but they would wait until everyone came and organized. But there's something more with Avram. This is a moment of religious passion. Now, other religions have religious passion as well. But very often, those religious passions and moments of religious passion are products of frenzied, hallucinatory state where you leave your mental capacity, you induce certain drugs or other elements or just the environment. You've seen the movies and the drums and everyone's chanting. So to take you out of your calm state of affairs where your ration would say, that's silly, this ritual doesn't make sense, the blood sacrificing your life. You've seen on TV and in movies where people are whipped into a frenzy by a group around them, by screaming, by chanting, by drums, by loud noises. And when maybe Akedah, let's say in our world, the Havdil, when a mass murderer, a suicide murderer, kills people because he's taken his drugs and he's in a hallucinatory state for 72 virgins, here you have an old man, 3 days, everything is calm, he's in a calm state of mind, there's no frenzy, there's no... And that's the second trait that Jews are very, very skilled at. To be able to build passion, but the passion doesn't have to come from frenetic activity and leaving your mind. Passion and intellect don't necessarily clash. They're different modes, but they can coexist. Passion and calm. So if you interviewed Avram at the Akedah, 3 days have passed, he's thought about it, he's considered all the options. We'll talk about the Iked a little bit later this week, but he's in a state of calm. He's made the decision that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's command is more important than human instinct. Rather than Hashem giving a command to Avram, running up the mountain, not thinking, being in a moment of excited emotion, Avram is calm. So it's not just that the caliber of the mitzvah is better when you're calm, it's also, it shows us that passion is not some outer body, anomalous, deviant experience. It's part of Avram's calm consideration of all the factors. A third interesting Ramban in the parasha, where this will end, is Hashem says, because it's also very important for our day, Hashem says, I have to tell Avram about stone, because I know that he teaches his children about justice. Therefore, I have to tell him. I can't hold this back from him. What is Hashem saying? What's the connection between Avram's moral instruction to his family and Hashem having to tell Avram about this? So, he comments on the pasuk, but Avram yeh l'goy gadol, I was going to be a famous person. And effectively, I'll summarize, because I'm running a little late, the Ramban says, later generations may ask themselves, wait a second, why did Avram intervene? Avram was known to be a force of justice and ethics and morality, why didn't he intervene? So I have to give Avram the chance to intervene, even though Hashem knows the intervention won't be successful, because Hashem is foreknowledge, so this is all just an exercise, as we would say, in futility. Because Hashem knows that there aren't going to be 10 tzaddikim, but Hashem has to give Avram the chance to intervene, because later generations will say, wait a second, how could Avram, a force of justice and morality, not stand up for human life and challenge divine injustice? And that would be a chilul Hashem. Anytime a religious person is associated with injustice and immorality and hypocrisy, that's the first cause of heresy. People are heretics when they sense that religious people aren't moral, aren't just, aren't honest, aren't fair, right away, because people have an innate sense of morality and justice, and they want to feel that religion is something that will correlate to their innate sense. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is protecting Avram's message. If people 3 or 4 generations later will read about the sulfuric apocalypse of stone, they'll say, oh, that Avram, he probably sat in his home and had some pina coladas or something and just hung out with some angels while stone was getting incinerated. No, I have to create a trial for Avram to intervene again, and every trial Hashem knows is going to happen. This doesn't take away freedom of choice. Maybe Avram will daven in a way that will reverse the decree. But for the future generations, there can't be a chilul Hashem. And therefore, there has to be some force of justice that will respond. Again, it's so important because in our day, both in America, because Reform and Conservative have adopted social justice as their primary agenda to the expense of ritual and halachic observance in some cases. And Israel, of course, is even more polarized, where the left-wing parties have taken it and some of the right-wing parties at least say statements and take decisions that don't seem to promote social justice. It's so important to stress for Ovdei Hashem, for B'nai Torah, that is our agenda. And when you see injustice, you have to rail against it. Doesn't mean you have to go to Alabama and march in racial. Doesn't mean you have to join Black Lives Matter. It just means that that is part of your agenda. You have to distill what you join and how you express it. But it's not their agenda, it's our agenda. And Hashem has to inform Avram in Parshas Vayera so that later generations won't scoff and mock and sneer at Avram's message. Oh, you let the people of Sodom just die in the skin of it. Okay? So 3 Rambans while we stand for the Aaron. 1 Ramban, that Avram was promised Gerula because of his Mesiras Nefesh, is not a reward, it's a reality. Once you dedicate Mesiras Nefesh, redemption is assured. Redemption can only occur, the prerequisite is Mesiras Nefesh. 2, Avram was in a calm state. 3 days had passed, he was in a calm state. Passion doesn't have to be frenzied, outer body, hallucinatory, shut your mind down so that you can not think about. No, he's calm, he's quiet, he makes his decision rationally. Passion. Passion means things that are important to you, make decisions about them. Finally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to instruct Avram because he is known as a force of justice and he will be a great person. Avram Hayoti Elagai Gadol, I can't let this city be destroyed without there being some religious voice questioning why people are suffering. Okay? Okay. No more slichas, Baruch Hashem. So it's a little challenging, but or at least till Pesach and Ritz Hashem. Okay? Shir today will be at 8:55. Okay, you guys have a little break. Okay.